Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, January 29th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The European Union is next week expected to resume direct aid to the Zimbabwe government after a 13-year hiatus.
We hope that some of the drug can start immediately because we have, of course, started preparing this whole process months ago. So we hope that we will have some programs which we can start up immediately.
Some Gweru residents hold a peaceful demonstration in the Midlands capital against what they say is council's insensitivity on hardships faced by locals.
Residents of Gweru are only pleading with the council that, look here, we are failing to pay whatever is there, and you are actually proposing to increase the tariffs by 35%. It's not workable. There is this problem of liquidity crunch.
And Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe says, although the African Union's theme for its summit in Ethiopia this week is women empowerment, it is impossible for women to be at par with men politically because of their biological role of bearing children.
Direct from Washington, the Voice of America.
Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe says although the African Union's theme for its 24th AU summit in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia this week is women empowerment, it is impossible for women to be at par with men politically because of their biological role of bearing children. Responding to questions from VOA Studio 7 Sandra Nyaira on what he would do as the new chairman of the African Union if elected at the weekend to further the cause of women on the continent, Mr. Mugabe said, it is ideal to have women at all levels of society in decision-making positions, but not easy as most women tend to drop out of politics once they start having families. The African Union has declared 2014 the year of empowering women, as this year the world marks 20 years since the Beijing Conference on Women. Let's hear more of Mr. Mugabe, the current Southern African Development Community Chair and Deputy AU Chairperson's thoughts on the issue of having more women in positions of authority.
When it comes down to the ground, it's not easy for them. They get married, they must have babies. That's a problem.
So what
we get normally, those who argue women who are single or divorced, here and there you get one or two who are married, provided it's easy constituents or something.
In other words, you're saying as women, we should choose whether we want to have families or to be in politics?
No. Oh. I'm saying it's not possible that women can be on a par with men. You see, women, we want children. We make the very women we want in parliament pregnant. Yes, and we remain it. But it's not possible. That aspect only. We leave it to the women. If they give us the numbers that will bring about the balance fine. But the treatment generally of women, yeah, equal pay for equal work. And even as they get, you know, pregnant, they must be paid if they are employed. They must be paid for that period and not for companies or government to say, we will give you only 3 months. It must be 9 months, right?
Okay.
Things
you,
like that. No, we are very... that you... We will have to send you to Europe because they are not doing anything about women as our missionaries. and get them to say, why is that you don't have enough women in your parliament? You started long ago and you talk about gender to us. Don't talk about gender to us. We talk about gender to ourselves.
And that was President Robert Mugabe responding to questions from Studio 7 Sandra Nyaira on the AU's 2015 summit theme of empowering women.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.